from the World Wide Web and Contact Talk Radio, it's A Fresh Start with your host, Sally Felton, Life Coach, where you'll learn to make positive changes in your life one step at a time. We'll be talking about personal empowerment, life transitions, setting goals to organization and clutter, and so much more. Now helping you put the L back in living, I'm Sally Felton.
Welcome, listeners. Sally Felton here on the East Coast, and it's amazing to say I am not using an umbrella this particular time. We've had about 3 to 4 days of torrential rain, and I went to bed last night. The sump pump in the main part of the house where the basement is was going off every 60 seconds. I woke up this morning and I was counting. It now is going every 30 seconds. Lots going on. I feel so lucky compared to others that I have seen. I'm looking at the news, and the ponds and the rivers are just overflowing. And my heart goes out to all these people in their basements. It's coming up even onto their first floors. So I am hoping that the Federal Disaster Relief Fund will help these people out. They're in desperate need. Need, what an interesting word today. The guest I have, she's been on the show before, and she has a take on needing to take back yourself, especially your sense of play, and making your time of life towards those end years with much more exuberance. And I apologize straight off if my voice does not sound as bouncy as it has in years. We just got notice that our dog has a very large tumor in her liver, inoperable. And she maybe, at best, has 1 or 2 weeks left. So I'm sort of numb to that. But I will rally, Ellen, and I will do the show the very, very best I can. I want to tell you a little bit about Ellen. Ellen Woods is an inspirational speaker and author of The Secret Method for Growing Younger. Is a pioneer of age-reversing consciousness. For decades, she's used law of attraction practices to create abundance, loving relationships, and career success. After her mother died of Alzheimer's, Ellen applied those same conscious-based techniques to growing younger. Now, at 71, Ellen has a 73! Ha, I love it. I love it. At 73, Ellen has a sharper mind, stronger body than ever before. She has more energy, stamina, and flexibility than 30 years ago. Ellen, again, it is my pleasure to have you back on A Fresh Start. You have been a huge inspiration for those out there thinking, oh, the golden years aren't so golden. They are really tarnished. You have a whole new approach to things.
Thank you, Sally. First of all, I want to say I'm so sorry about the dog. I know my dog
thank
is so
you.
Precious to me. And
yeah, thank you.
I can imagine what you must be going through.
Well, this is, she's part of the family. We've had her for 12 years, and she just is my sidekick. I'd be here doing shows, and she would be right beside me. And sometimes, much to my dismay, she would sit and howl. So
I know.
So she's got tons of personality. And, you know, we're just keeping her as comfortable as she can be. But she clearly is not looking at us saying, okay, I'm ready to cash it in now. There is, there's still light in the eyes. And, you know, we're feeding her at this point anything that she wants. She's lost 22 pounds. Mm. And it was a shocker when I got back from vacation. We had a dog sitter here to stay with her. And it was a eye-opener when I got back. I was just, you've got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. 22 pounds. So, you know, we had a checkup yesterday, and she's holding her own. Yeah. Holding her own.
Yeah. Well, all you can do is just give her lots and lots of love, what you're doing. That's That's what you need to do to grow younger, too.
It is.
It's to give yourself love, lots of love.
Yeah.
You can't grow younger if you are disliking the way you feel or you dislike the way you
nope.
look. That's just going to bring you more of the same. So you have to feel the love for yourself. In fact, at my talk, what I do is I tell people to first of all, it's about mindfulness. It's about being aware of what you're telling yourself, being aware of what your thoughts are saying, being aware of what you're saying to other people, because we have all these expressions that we use that have to do with aging, and it has become part of our consciousness that we will deteriorate as we get older.
Well, you get the 30s card, you get the 50s card, you get the 60s card, the birthday cards that, you know, you're over the hill.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
59.
We're in a new paradigm.
Yeah, I am not over the hill.
Absolutely.
I am still climbing.
How old did you say you were?
I'm 59.
Wow. Wow, you look
I'm 59.
Fabulous.
And Thank you.
Your exuberance, your energy, that's what it's about. You know, we're not looking to be admired for our beauty. Of course, that feels good, too. But we want to be alive and have the energy and the flexibility and the stamina. We want to really enjoy our lives. And what I said, you know, there are experiments that are going on. There's so much happening in science right now. It's really incredible. Do you know Terry Grossman? He's an MD, and he's author of several books on anti-aging and longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry wrote the Baby Boomer's Guide to Living Forever. He has such a great sense of humor. He was an MD, a country doctor, for, I think, 15 years, and then he decided he was going into alternative medicine because he wanted to do preventative medicine. He didn't want to just work with trying to cure diseases and work with diseases. He wanted to have people, he wanted to take care of their health. And so, and now he's doing longevity of medicine, and he and I are going to collaborate. His
Fabulous.
Last book, by the way, it's called Transcend. He wrote it with Ray Kurzweil, who's quite a scientist. And it's about 9 steps to living well forever. But there's so much going on. Terry and I, he is going to take me as a longevity patient. And I am going to journal about it. And I want to tell people about what's going on. I want to give them every step of the way. And one of the most important things, one of the things that I do want to have them test me for is the Alzheimer's gene. There is an Alzheimer's gene. I expect that I have it, Sally. And if and when it shows that I do, I want to be able to say to all those people who are saying, oh, my God, my mother is, you know, in a nursing home. She's got Alzheimer's. I'm worried that I'm going to get it, too. Well, I went through that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother wasted away over 3 years in a nursing home. And every time I visited her, I absorbed those images of her wasting away, you know, her mind going, her body going. And then after she died, I worried that I was going to have the same thing happen to me. And I'd read a lot about Alzheimer's hereditary, and And so pretty soon I found my mind slipping. And, you know, my short-term memory became very fragile, and my tongue kept tripping on words, if I could even find a word. And it got so bad that my kids insisted that I go to the doctor for testing. And when the test showed that I didn't have Alzheimer's, because I knew what year it was, and I knew who was president of the United States and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I was able, through my program, through mindfulness, through body, mind, and spirit techniques, I was able to change that around. My mind is now clear and sharp. And I want to be able to prove to people, when I get that test, I want to be able to tell the world, look, I've got the Alzheimer's gene, and it is not going to get expressed.
Mm-hmm. What is your Grow Younger program all about? Tell listeners who might not have heard this.
Okay. It's about using body, mind, and spirit techniques to grow younger. And we can grow younger, but we've been told it's impossible. We've seen other people, and we watch them, and we emulate them, and we say, okay, it's not possible. But let me tell you something. There was just recently they told about a study that was done by Ellen Langer. She's a Harvard professor. And she did this study actually back in 1979, and they're just now getting the full results out. And what happened was, she's been spending her entire career investigating the power of the mind, that the mind has over our health. And that's a lot of what my program is about. It's about the fact that our human consciousness plays a very important part in what genes get expressed. And this is the renowned cell biologists are finding this out. They're finding that it's the environment outside the cell that determines what happens to the cells in our body. And this Professor Langdon, in 1979, she conducted an experiment, and she got a group of elderly men who were in their late 70s or 80s, and she described to them that they were going to have a week of reminiscence. And they weren't told that they were going to take part in a study into aging.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to see if she could put the mind back 20 years and if she was able to, would the body show any changes? And so they took this group of men and they split them into two groups. And the one group, they were both going to be spending a week at a retreat outside of Boston. And the first group was told that they would be reminiscing about life in the 50s. And the other half would be in a time warp. And they were surrounded by props from the 1950s. And they were asked to act as if it was actually 1959. And they watched films and they listened to music from that period. And they had discussions about the latest NASA satellite launch. All
mm-hmm.
past tense. They weren't allowed to talk about it as though it was long ago. They had to do it in present tense. And it was amazing what happened. They were able to connect their minds with this younger, more vigorous self. And what Dr. Langer did is she removed any of the props that might be able to help them. Like there weren't any rails or gadgets for older people to help them. They had to fend for themselves. And she said she didn't even have anybody help them carry their suitcases off the bus. She said, look, you can move it 1 inch at a time, or you can unpack it right here at the bus and take up one shirt at a time. But then after this whole week of just talking in the present tense as if it were 1959, soon the men were making their own meals, and they were walking faster, and their confidence had improved. And by the final morning, one man even decided that he didn't need his walking stick anymore. So this is the kind of thing that has been. Now, she said, now, this is just anecdotal evidence. However, she took physiological measurements before and after that week. And all the men that were in that particular group that went back to the 1959, they improved across the board, she said. Their gait, their dexterity, their arthritis, their speed of movement, their cognitive abilities, and their memory were all measurably improved. And even their blood pressure dropped, and listen, their eyesight and their hearing got better. So by encouraging the men's minds to think younger, their bodies followed and actually became younger. Now, isn't that amazing? That's just
it's fascinating.
Things that are happening.
Yeah. And I really think that there's a shift taking place.
Oh, yes.
There's a real shift.
Oh, yes.
There is.
Yes. Sally, the shift is a change in frequency. It's a change in vibration. And this whole, we're entering a new paradigm. We're entering a paradigm where we are not limited, where we can do things that we before would have thought of as miracles. And one of the miracles is that we can grow younger. And we have to, and what I like about this science, because in 20 to 30 years, they expect to have, you know, you can have fresh new skin grown from your own stem cells. You can have organs grown from scratch in a test tube. But the reason I'm excited about that is not because of those things that can happen in the future. I'm excited because it is going to take some people who absolutely are closed about this, closed in their minds about the possibility. It's going to open up and say, oh, maybe it is possible. So this whole paradigm is changing. The energies coming from the cosmos are changing.
It is.
And they're bringing, you know, we're energy. Our bodies are energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy vibrating. And there is a different frequency coming onto the earth now. And one of the things that we are going to be able to do is to grow younger. So I'm glad you mentioned the shift.
Yeah, absolutely. Listeners, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk further with Ellen Wood, but I want to give you her website. It's www.howtogrowyounger.com. This is Sally Felton. We'll be right back with a lot more.
Are you a small business owner? Have you felt like you're juggling, trying to keep all the balls in the air at once? Unorganized, overworked, stretched, lost that motivation? Well, there's a solution, and it can be as easy as having someone in your arena to support you as you redefine and strategize your vision. See how others have found having a coach moves their small businesses forward in a more productive and positive direction. The consultation is free. Contact Sally Felton at 978-626-0090. Or on the web at SallyFeltonLifeCoach.com. And let's get you started. What would it feel like to see your business grow?
Is clutter trapped behind doors, flowing out of drawers, and complicating even the simplest tasks? Would you like to take control of your space, your time, and your life? Are you ready to finally tackle the physical and emotional baggage that slows you down, ties you up, and prevents you from moving forward? Sheldon Felton have a new ebook, and it will show you how to have more simplicity in your life. Find out why others are saying this book has made the difference in their quest to remove the clutter and make room for what they want to do with their time, space, and life. 8 authors, 8 unique perspectives, computer clutter, getting ready for the holidays, time management, feng shui, and family dynamics are just some of the topics we cover. Just go to www.clutterfreeandclear.com. You have nothing to lose. If you are not completely satisfied, we will refund your money. So do it for you, and you'll be on your way to living clutter-free. Just go to www.clutterfreeandclear.com.
Have you ever felt stuck in a rut, wanted more from life, but not sure how to get there? Want to create some goals? Email me for a free consultation to see if coaching is right for you. Go to www.SallyFeltonLifeCoach.com. Together, we create your vision, your goals, your future.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back, listeners. Sally Felton here with a fresh start. I want to tell you that my guest today is Ellen Wood, and her website is howtogrowyounger.com. Ellen, I have to tell you that I have a sister who will be 70 next year, and she and I are exactly 10 years apart. And it's fascinating because when I see her, I think, oh my gosh, Nina's going to be 70. And 70 to me is a number. When I look at her, she is hysterical. She's absolutely hysterical. She laughs at herself. She laughs at others.
Good.
It's just, there's such a smile on her face.
Well, it sounds like she's not going to get old because laughing is such an important part of it. And, you know, doing something every day, do something silly or fun or spontaneous. That's one of the 21 techniques that I do every day. And sometimes, you know, I have this life-sized fiberglass towel out in the sagebrush. And if the day's coming towards an end, I haven't done anything silly, I just go over and moo at my cow. You know, you have to do something really, you know, just do silly stuff. I heard about this woman who said that her mother came to visit her this past winter, just recently, and encouraged her to go outside and lie in the snow and make snow angels. And her mother is 92.
Oh, I'd be right there.
Yeah. It's that kind of silly stuff. Yeah, do fun stuff. Be silly. You know, just enjoy yourself. And what happens, as I said, the fact is that we're energy. And when you laugh, it affects the cells in your body and it changes the energy of your body. And I'm going to quote Dr. Oz, who was on Oprah's show. He said, quote, "As we get better at understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize that the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. And that's what it's all about. And thoughts are energy. Laughing is energy. All of it is energy. And disliking yourself is energy. And when you dislike yourself, you know, you say, oh, I don't like the way I look. Oh, I'm having a senior moment. You know, when you're saying senior moment, you're saying, these are old people lose their memory. Mm-hmm. I'm an old person losing my memory. So when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we don't like what we see, that is going to make us just continue to deteriorate. And so the most important thing we can do, there's two most important things. One is mindfulness, be aware of what we're saying and thinking, and the other one is to tell ourselves we love ourselves. And at my talk, I asked them to say, every day, look in the mirror and say, I love you just as you are. You are magnificent. And it's kind of a mnemonic. It comes down to, if you take the first letter of each word, it comes down to Ili Jaya Yam. So if you think of that, if you write that on a card and put it by your mirror, Ili Jaya Yam, Ilyjayayam. I love you just as you are. You are magnificent. And I have to tell you something. It's not easy, Sally. When I started first doing this, it was very difficult. It's difficult to look yourself in the eye and say, I love you just as you are. You are magnificent. And the people who have been doing this, who started doing it from my talk, they've been in touch with me and they said, you know, that it was very difficult for them too, but that once they really started, and I tell them, just fake it till you feel it. You're not gonna, you may not feel it in the beginning. Just fake it till you feel it. And they said that once they really started to be able to feel the love for themselves, they said there were side benefits. They felt a closer connection to God or spirit by whatever name, and they felt closer to other people. They felt less separation from other people, and they felt that they were becoming much less judgmental and had much more compassion for other people. So what I did is I had it put on a T-shirt, Ili Jaya Yam, only in the reverse image, so that if you look in the mirror.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you look in the mirror and you see Ili Jaya Yam in the mirror. But if anybody else sees it on it, they don't know what it's saying because it's all mirror image backwards.
Yep.
So
yep.
Yeah. So I just got those in. I'm going to have them available on my website. But I want people, they don't even need to have the T-shirt. They just need to write on a card, Ili Jaya Yam, put it by the mirror, and say, I love you just as you are. You are magnificent. We have to know.
And that technique. Yeah, that technique, Ellen, even works for someone who has such little self-confidence.
Yes.
They might not have felt that they were bright enough in academics or whether they were athletic enough. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But what does matter is that you do look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I am intelligent.
Right. And thank you. Get in that a habit of saying thank you all day long. All day long. And it's not, you know, a lot of people, some of the people that have been writing to me are not just writing to me about growing younger. They're telling me about how they don't have any money and how they have this terrible feeling of read about not being able to pay their bills, and I know about poverty.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so for them, I say, you know, take little cards and put, thank God I'm rich. And it's a good thing I'm rich. And it's not that God needs to hear you say, you know, thank you, God. It's God is love and doesn't need to have us say, thank you. But when we do, first of all, it expands the love, and it will help us to start loving unconditionally. And it also works when we say thank you, because it raises your vibration, and it brings it an energy that will put you in closer alignment with God, who is love. And so
I bet, Ellen, there are people out there, when you have someone come up to you and give you a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
One,
mm-hmm.
there are those that just say, oh, well, I was lucky. Or two, they ignore it. And three, there's a group out there that will go eye to eye with you and say, thank you.
Yes. And that's the third thing you said is what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
It's what will help us to accept that love. When somebody's giving us love, we should accept it. You're absolutely right.
It's true, because we become very self-conscious when somebody gives us a compliment, and we go within.
Yes.
We can't go within. One, if it's in your consciousness, it needs to come out of you as well. You need to say, thank you for that compliment. I do feel good today, or I do like what I am wearing. You need to also acknowledge what they have complimented you on. That's another step.
Yes, and you know, the other thing, you're right, and the other thing is that we should also compliment other people. You know, they are it too, and so it's important to make sure that we do. If we do see somebody looking great or whatever, just compliment them. And if somebody says to you, how are you? You know, don't give them an organ recital. Say, great, even if you don't feel it, because just fake it till you feel it. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing, is just to fake it and just say, I feel great. And, you know, pretty soon your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. And, you know, if you say it often enough, you're going to start to act that way, too.
Mm-hmm. You are. Absolutely. You are. What are some of your tips? You have 21 of them. Share with my authors, with my listeners, some that are in your book.
Okay. Well, here's one for the body. Dry brush your skin. You want to do this. This is before you take a shower or a bath. You want to take a good body brush and get one with natural bristles, one with a long handle, because you're probably going to be doing it yourself. The lover might get distracted. But you want to take this brush and brush up towards your heart and down towards your heart, but never brush your face or your nipples. And when you dry brush your skin, it is going to get rid of all those dead skin cells, but more importantly, it's going to help your lymphatic filtration system do its job. And when you're brushing, you know, let's say you're brushing your legs, thank each part of your body. Say, thank you, legs, for carrying me around. You know, thank you, hands, for helping me to talk. You want to thank each part of your body. There is consciousness in each cell of your body. So that's one of the techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's
another? Well, make some fresh juice or make a smoothie. But there's so much good nutrition in fresh juice. And I make kind of a potassium drink. It's celery and parsley and carrots and spinach. And then I throw an apple can go into juice, whether it's fruit juice or it's a veggie juice. So an apple can go in either one, but you should really, all rest of the fruits and veggies you should keep separate for your veggies and for your fruits. Another one is to eat a handful of almonds every day. They've found that they're, you know, these almonds have some, I don't know the technical names of what's in them, but they really affect the cells in your body. And then you want to get lots of pure alkalized water, preferably alkalized water, pure water, spring water. But if you can, I have a machine that makes ionized alkalized water. And it's amazing. There's a woman who is one of my neighbors. I have to give water to a lot of my neighbors, but she's been doing this for a year and a half now, coming here. It helps her kidneys. She has some major health problems, and she said this is like magic water. So, you know, drinking enough good water, pure water, is so important. Not in that plastic bottle. But you want to have good, pure water. And then, you know, you want to get sensible sun. The sun is good for you. But, you know, it can also make those brown spots and so forth. And it can, you know, give you a lot of strong wrinkles. So you got to get sensible sun. And you know, Dr. Norm Shealy, I remember him telling me that there's something you can get all of a sudden that you want, and it won't harm your skin if you take some kind of vitamin, or I forget what it is, but if anybody wants to write me, Ellen at howtogrowyounger.com, I will find out what it is and get the bad answer. And then we have, you know, I do the Tibetans every day, the Tibetan Rite Rejuvenation.
Oh, tell us about that.
Okay, well, they're ancient physical movements. They're sort of like Tai Chi, sort of like yoga, but they're different. And they're supposed to make you grow younger. And I got to tell you, Sally, they really work. They really, really work. And they're physical movements. I found them in a book called The Ancient Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. And then recently, I've been doing them for almost 5 years, and then recently I discovered, I found another book that is based on a manuscript written by the same author, Peter Kelder, who wrote that other book I just mentioned. It's called Contemplation, and it says you should do them very slowly, and they give you some greater details, and I've been doing them like that. So if anybody wants to DeborahYounger.com. And on, there are links on the left, and the next to the bottom one says Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation. And if they click on that, there's a YouTube, and it shows how to do them, how to do the Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation. And if they can, if they don't have the time or they can't do those Tibetan rites, at least do the number one of the five Tibetans. And the number one is to spin clockwise. Now,
to spin clockwise. Okay.
Spin clockwise. Do it two or three times in the beginning because you're going to get dizzy. But then if you can only do that, you know, work up to doing 21 a day. And if you can only do that, you know, do it three times a day. Just do the spinning.
So what does that do, Ellen?
It makes your vortices, you have these different vortexes, vortices in your body, and it makes them spin, and it increases your energy, and it increases what's going on in the cells of your body. It just improves your energy, but not just your physical energy, it's also your etheric energy. So the spinning is very important. And if they can't do the rest of the movement, just before they go to work, do 21 spins, or work up to it, of course. You don't want to get yourself dizzy. And then when you come home from work, do another 21. I mean, what's it going to take you? It's going to take you about 21 seconds. And then before you go to bed, do it again. Spin clockwise. Always clockwise. It's very important that you do it clockwise because of what's going on in your body. I have all the research for that I'll put when I do a DVD of it. I'll tell people. But that's really, the Tibetans and the spinning are very important.
And then, listeners, if you have any questions and you'd like to call in and ask Ellen a question, please feel free at 877-230-3062. We have to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ellen about the phrase grow old gracefully, and I know she's got a take on that, and I'd love to hear what she has to say in regards to the golden years. This is Sally Felton. We'll be right back.
Do you eat 7 to 13 fruits and vegetables every day? That's what the American Cancer Society tells us we should be eating. The problem is we either can't or won't. Juice Plus is not a vitamin supplement. It is whole food-based nutrition from 17 different fruits, vegetables, and grains. Juice Plus is based in science by third-party, primary, independent clinical research and published in peer-reviewed journals. The clinical research shows that it raises levels of antioxidants in the blood, enhances immune function, reduces DNA damage, and improves cardiovascular health. Juice Plus, the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. To order, call 617-688-3826. That's 617-688-3826. Or on the web at www.cknowltonjuiceplus.com. That's www.cknowltonjuiceplus.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others. Parents, have you forgotten what a good night's sleep feels like? Find yourself exhausted and looking for real answers at work? Moms on Call to the Rescue. These two pediatric nurses and mothers of eight children offer a variety of parenting resources, including books, online classes, and personal consultations for parents of infants and toddlers. Check out their website at www.momsoncall.com and see why parents call Moms on Call a lifesaver, a parent's best friend, and the best parenting decision they've ever made. Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guests. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Welcome back, listeners. Forget what I was just going to ask Ellen. We got into a conversation during the break, and I said, this has got to go on air. When we were talking, I said, Ellen, there has been such an increase in plastic surgery, facelifts, tummy tucks, whatever. And yet you say, love yourself the way you are, and you replied, well, yeah, love yourself the way you are, but then it's okay to have plastic surgery. And I said, and you agreed, it sounds like a contradiction. So explain to my listeners your thought on this.
Okay. I'm saying that you have to love yourself the way you are, because if you don't see anything wrong. If somebody wants to get plastic surgery or they want to get a tummy tuck or something like that, and they really have a good sense of themselves and they like themselves, that's fine. They want to enhance their beauty. There's nothing wrong with enhancing their beauty. In fact, it might be good for them. But if they don't like themselves and they think that by going to a plastic surgeon, they're going to come back and they're going to suddenly be transformed, what's going to happen is they're going to look in the mirror and say, it didn't work. This didn't work for me. Now, we're getting back into this conversation about loving yourself just as you are and wanting to grow younger. That sounds just like a contradiction. And the truth is that it's not a contradiction, because if you resist and you dislike the way you look and you dislike the way you feel, that causes stress, which is the number one aging factor. And besides that, resistance, when you resist, that will keep you from getting what you want. It's, your focus is on disliking. So when you, whatever you focus on is what you get more of. If you focus on not liking the way you look, you're going to get more looks you don't like. If you focus on hating the aches and pains that you have in your body, you're going to get more aches and pains in your body. Now, the way to bring something that you love and that you want to come into your life. And life is about being creative. It's not just about sitting around saying, well, I love myself just as I am. I'm just not going to do anything because, you know, everything is the way it should be, blah, blah, blah. Life is about being creative. You know, you look at a lawn, let's say a backyard that's full of weeds. You don't hate that backyard. You don't dislike it. You say, ooh, what a nice backyard. I'm going to make this really beautiful. I'm going to go and plant some flowers. I'm going to pull out the weeds and plant some flowers. So it's about what you focus on. If you're focusing on not liking who you are, then there's no way that you can pull in how you would like to change. You can't be creative and be able to bring yourself what you do want. It just can't work. It's not going to give you the right energy. In order to bring about, I don't want to use the word manifest, but in order to bring about what you do want, you have to feel good. And, you know, people say, well, you know, I've been saying, it's a good thing I'm rich, it's a good thing I'm rich, and I don't get the money. Or, I'm getting younger every day. I'm getting younger every day, and I don't get younger. Well, because you have to look at what's happening to your own energy. You have to look at that and see what's really going on in your mind. And you have to feel good. You have to have the emotion of feeling good. That's how you make the change. That's how you're able to bring something new in, and that's how you're able to create something new.
It's an attitudinal it's an attitudinal transformation. I heard you say, don't say, I hate the lawn, so I'm going to plant beautiful flowers or a perennial garden or whatever. Instead, say, I love the lawn. So there's a real shift in the words you used.
Words are very powerful. Very powerful. And you don't have, you don't have to fall in love with a lawn with a lot of weeds in it. You just don't have to have that strong emotion about,
right,
I dislike this lawn, I don't like it. You have this space, and you're going to create something new. You're going to make it. And so you go in it with this, usually when you go to plan something, you have that wonderful emotion inside of you that feels good, digging in the earth and planting these little bulbs or these, little flowers that you're going to have grow And that's part of life, is to enhance and to add beauty and to create. So it's not a contradiction to say that we should love ourselves just as we are and want to grow younger at the same time. It's not at all a contradiction. And did I make that clear?
Sure did. What are you in the process of writing another book right now?
I am. Thank you for asking. It's on intergenerational peace.
Tell us more.
Okay. Well, we may not be feeling it right now, but we might be verging on a war between the generations, because you've got these younger people who are working and paying taxes, and you have the baby boomers who are coming into their Social Security years, where they're going to be getting Social Security money coming in. They're going to be using more Medicare funds, and these young people are going to be paying for it. So there's the possibility that they might start to resent the older people, the baby boomers who are getting older and using the Medicare funds and the Social Security money and so forth. So you've got that on the one side. You've got these younger people, with some resentment towards the older people. And then you also, whenever I go to vote, I'm standing in line and I hear these older folks who are complaining because they don't have any kids in school and they're paying these high school taxes. So they're complaining about the younger people. So this isn't in the worldview right now, but it could be. And I want to have people start to look at their thoughts and what they're thinking and what they're saying. And I want to help. My thing is to help reduce Medicare costs. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I want to do is with this movement to change the way our society ages. And one of the things that I want to see happen is to start by eradicating age-related labels for everybody 35 and older. In other words, we would take words like middle-aged, senior citizens, old folks, and replace it with a totally new label, probably a made-up name, because it has to be something that doesn't already have energy, negative energy to it. Mm-hmm. It would be, and if you needed to designate how many years they've been on the earth, you would say the name, let's say blah blah blah, and you'd put 62 plus for getting Social Security, or to join AARP, you would be a blah 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 50 plus. And so this would allow people to, well, first of all, the other thing is to make it unacceptable to use, to say these negative things about aging. And I have a good example of that. It's when you look at children with Down syndrome, they used to call them mongoloids, the mongoloid idiots. And then people who cared made it unacceptable to use those terms. And then we started saying people with Down syndrome. Now they're grouped in with others with mental disabilities, and they're called person with special needs. And it broke my heart because my three-year-old granddaughter has Down syndrome. And the same thing, if you look at the civil rights movement, Sally, what was done, people who cared, what they did for blacks.
That's
and again,
right.
You know, that's close to my heart because my 14-year-old grandson, Sam, his father is black. So I've got, you know, I'm blessed with the most eclectic, wonderful, fabulous family. And there's so many different kinds of stuff. But now we have to do this for the elder people, for the older people. We have to change how we talk about them because there's a new paradigm. These baby boomers aren't going to, they're not going to grow old like their parents did. It's a whole new paradigm happening. And we have to get into their minds that they can grow younger. It works for me, and it can work for other people. It's not easy. Well, I don't want to keep saying it's not easy, but they have to start with their thoughts. Start with
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I remember turning 50, and I will never forget it, Ellen. I really felt wiser. I felt a coming of age. And I've always thought as our elders are the wise ones. And they have so much more wisdom than we do. Maybe not in the technological arena, but that's not where they should be judged or judged at all.
Right. It shouldn't be judged at all. But look at what you're doing, Sally. I mean, I want to take this back and say, you know, you are providing wisdom now to people. You don't have to wait. You know, we can have wisdom at any age. We don't have to wait until we get up there in years. You, with your show, you are bringing information to people to help them improve their lives. With your coaching, you're bringing them techniques to help them make their lives better and fresher and more alive and more fun. So, you know, at any age we need to use our wisdom. But as we add years, we gain more in experience. And so, you know, we do have more stories to tell and perhaps, you know, some experiences that we can share with others that provide them with some wisdom.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. I love what I'm doing, and if I can share any tips or any thoughts of wisdom for my listeners, I absolutely love to do that. Where can they get your book, Ellen?
Well, they could go to Amazon, or they can go to my website, howtogrowyounger.com, and if they sign up, I've got three free gifts for them.
Fabulous.
Yeah, the first three chapters of my book. They can read get that document as a download. They can also get affirmations. It's a document. It's the same affirmations that are on track three of my Affirmations to Grow Younger CD, but it's a Word document. And there are over 170 of them. And they can
that's great.
I've been hearing from people who are listening to the CD, and they said, you know, this is more than two people have been telling me that they listened to it when they were in a bad mood, and by the time they got to work, they felt totally different. Totally different, because it's not just on the CD. The affirmations are not just about growing younger. They're about, you know, being grateful for your life and about just feeling good. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Ellen, thank you again for being my guest. I love it. Every time you're here, I really do. And if I have, and I will, have as much energy as you do at 73, I will be a happy camper.
Thank you.
Listeners,
you're just keep doing what you're doing.
I'm going to. Listeners, tomorrow we have John Welshon on with us, and there will be much more with A Fresh Start from Sally Felton.
You've been listening to A Fresh Start with your host, Sally Felton. Visit me on my website, www.sally.felton.com, or call me direct at 978-626-0090. So go ahead, let's connect. How can I be of help?